Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Here's a crazy one. Chinese man with a long-term intestinal illness nearly died after his bowel was blocked up and then burst following a hearty dinner. 63-year-old man, known simply as Mr. Wang, said he heard a bang come from inside his body before he realized that something inside him had actually exploded. He heard a bang. He told local reporters he felt a sharp abdominal pain and uncontrollable sweats afterward. His family rushed him to the hospital. He allegedly suffered from a bowel obstruction for more than a year prior to the event when this thing blew. He said he'd eaten a big bowl of wontons. During the medical checkup, doctors from the hospital discovered that the man's abdominal cavity had been filled with feces. A supervising doctor told reporters the medics had to suck out nearly 3,000 milliliters of waste and liquid from Mr. Wang. Afterwards, they cleaned his abdominal cavity with 23,000 milliliters of water. They basically gave him a saline fluid.
Good God.
They found an inch and a half hole in the middle of Mr. Wang's colon. His condition has stabilized following the emergency operation, but he knew something was wrong when he heard the explosion inside of him.
That's terrifying, man.
Our question, what happened to you down below, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so this was a few years ago. I had just gotten a dog, and she had fleas real bad. So I went and got really expensive tube of flea medicine you put on the nape of their neck.
Yeah.
And, so I applied that, and about half an hour later, My parents left the house, so they're all alone. Decided it'd be a good time for some, happy fun time, some private fun time.
Sure.
And about halfway through that, I felt a really sharp, excruciating pain in my urethra.
Okay, I think we know what happened.
Yeah, and so I realized, hey, I forgot to wash my hands.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I thought, what do you do in this situation? You take a leak, try to flush it out, right?
Okay.
And after deciding to do that, the pain got so much worse. And then the toilet bowl just filled with red. Ooh. I mean, it was just nothing but blood. It was horrible.
Well, let me ask you a question, honest to God. Were you flea free at this point?
Never had fleas on his penis.
Yeah, I believe I was.
All right.
We're going to call it a fleaness. How long did you pee blood?
It only really lasted that day. The last pee of the day, the second half of it was just urine, and from that point forward, just straight urine.
So I'm assuming that you didn't tell your parents about this.
No. In fact, I haven't told anybody but you guys.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Well, thank God no one listens to the show.
That is good
by
news.
By the way, I think peeing blood was a Slayer song.
Yeah. Good God, man.
What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
I haven't told anyone. I'm just telling you guys. Mm-hmm. Don't masturbate
with
flea medication on your hands.
Right.
I hope his parents listen to the show. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hola. Yes, we can.
Hola. Step out of the shop here.
Well, now we can, now that you started whispering.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, so you guys.
Hello?
He's on the move.
This must be a terrible story if you got to get away from everybody in the area to tell it.
Did he say he's getting out of the sun?
And his phone just dropped.
Okay, all right. I figured something happened.
Just a heads up. If you're on the phone or other communications, like you're in an area, like just stay there.
Right, just stay
still. Just start moving around. Like people can't, unless you know like your house is fine, you get good service.
I'd pay you $100 if you could have a 10-minute conversation in the same location on your feet.
Yeah, you're a pacer.
I
mean,
have a
dude,
pacer.
Dude, you I mean,
right,
you're giving great advice.
Okay, you're right. I'm just saying, if you're somewhere where you don't know.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Miles, that's a great call. I pace all the time.
If you're on the phone, I mean,
I can't just do it either. I mean, I know no. I can't. I can't just sit
there. Why is that? Because same thing, if I'm on the phone, right, I'll just start walking around.
Yeah, I do. Like, hey, how you doing? Like,
but even if I'm alone.
But I'm not going anywhere.
Right. I'm like, I'm not trying to avoid anyone. It's just for whatever reason.
I mean, I do it with everybody. Right? Like, I always just leave the office area because it just seems rude.
I get
that. But even like it. In people's homes, like I was like, "Where's your garage?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Like, because I'm getting a phone call.
I'm gonna walk around out there.
Yeah,
but even when I'm alone, I pace around. Like, why am I pacing while I'm talking?
I don't know.
To
I do the same thing.
I just, you know what, Miles, you're right. Basically, I just want to say this: if you're on a damn Zoom call, put it, take your video off, or put it on mute.
Oh, that makes me dizzy.
Yes.
No, I'm you know me, man. I've got vertigo, and
some people do it constantly. They just keep walking and walking, and it's like.
Stop it, Ryan Castle.
I know.
He's like grocery shopping on a Zoom call. We're like, oh, getting dizzy.
I know everyone else getting ill talking to him. Like, please stop.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I have like a family one, and there's somebody who is constantly just like in and out of the house.
Took his dog to the vet on the Zoom call.
God, I remember that. Yeah.
Getting all dizzy.
Like, because he does not see the car moving like we do. So every time you look at him, like the background's blurring. Right, exactly. I mean, seriously, man, you get woozy.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah, pop out, you know, pop down to the couch, set up your Zoom.
Anything.
What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
I'm going to need that 100, though. I'm going to win this bet.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Well, kind of like the guy before the guy that dropped. I was having a little personal time, but it has a twist at the end. And instead of...
The way I do it, too.
Yeah, I finished that way.
Oh, got twist at the end.
The Western grip.
Yeah, it twists at the end. Yeah.
Whoa, the twist.
Zap.
Call my right hand chubby Chuck. You know what I'm saying.
Call that a toe curler.
Come on, baby.
It's like a fire starter. Go ahead, sorry.
I grip it like a foosball handle.
Exactly.
Anyway, instead of the usual substance coming out, what I got was pure blood.
Oh,
you're doing it wrong.
And, well, it does the closest I ever came to screaming in the.
Was there pain involved, or was just the what was there?
Well, there was some discomfort. I had thought because of history of the family of cancer and all that crap. I'm over 60. You know, that's it. I've got prostate cancer. You know, it's over. So went into the doctor, and they ran all the tests. No, that's not your problem. I said, but I've still got blood coming out of me. So off to the urologist, and before I know it, they're running a scope up the old hose pipe, which is just a joy.
Are you awake during that? Because, I mean, they're putting me out for my colonoscopy, which I'm now finding out has been rescheduled. But were you awake?
Yeah, I was awake. I've been awake for all three of my colonoscopies, too.
Holy cow, I hope that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, but I just like to see what's going on. I've been a mechanic, you know, working on stuff and appliances for too many freaking years. I just like to know what's happening, especially on the inside.
I don't know that I would compare my penis to an appliance, but it's not out of the realm.
Oh, it looks like I need a new hose. Yeah,
it's a tool, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the toolbox. It gets pulled out every once in a while.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Right.
Dust it off.
Yeah. So anyway, they ran the camera up there, and they scope around, and it turns out that because of what I did with the blood coming out, they found early bladder cancer.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
And so were they able to take care of that and get that all taken care of?
Yeah. Now, on that one, they definitely put you out because they put a larger instrument up there
did you
scrape it out.
Did you tell the doctors how you happened upon your discovery?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was convinced I had blown my prostate. I had prostate cancer, you know, and then you start going down the road. Oh, they're going to pull it out. I'm going to be incontinent.
Okay.
I'm going to
did have a cancer, but it was bladder cancer.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, you know, you see all these commercials like, you know, if you have red eyes, and it might be this. I've never heard anyone say, if you ever masturbated and discharged blood, so you now, might have bladder cancer.
So what? How often do you have to get checked now to make sure that that doesn't come back?
Let's see. That was the operation to clean me out was on the 29th of May. I go back in September for a checkup. Depending on what they find, if they find it's come back, then they'll take care of it again, and it's another 3 months. If they don't find anything, it's 6 months, and if they don't find anything at that point, then it just goes out longer and longer.
But you got to be diligent about it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Colonoscopy.
Is there anything that you have to avoid doing now, or anything you should avoid drinking, eating, any of that?
No. No, it's there's no limitations.
So okay. You're still just pounding beer.
Damn straight.
Not all just right. Beer. All right. Man, oh, man, that is terrifying.
That is.
Because when you're having solo time, it's all just about mood improvement. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want anything to go wrong. Like, oh, my God, there's blood. Like, to go from I was masturbating and found out I have cancer. That's not how I want that story.
But you definitely know when something's not right.
I mean. Well, that's a giveaway.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, blood coming out.
Right.
I'm not a doctor, but I think there might be something wrong.
I eat red dye. Check this out. What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Curry. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo, hola.
Hola.
Man, I didn't know you could grow a prostate, but hopefully I don't do that. Well, anyway, so there's this girl, man, and I'm really digging her. We hung out with a bunch of times. We're hanging out at the river, and it took us a while to get away from her friends and everything, you know, and get off to the side. And we're into it, man. We're totally doing it. And the next thing I know, kablamo. Dude, I reach down, and there is the biggest freaking ant on my sack. Not the little tiny ones, but the big ones.
Like
dude.
A carpenter ant?
It hurts like a mofo.
I knew it. I have a finger on the button of America.
Once again, men's room callers, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
I thought only he was going to say an F-bomb, honestly, because his phone was so crappy. As soon as I heard the phone being crappy, I'm like, for some reason, this triggers me to think this guy's going to cuss.
Once he says mofo, it's like, yeah.
You got it halfway covered. And then, yeah, but I've never had, I don't want anything on, like, no bugs though.
I don't think I've ever had any kind of insect, or I mean, other than the time crabs. I had crabs, right. But crabs. I don't think I've had anything on.
And that's the worst.
The man purse.
That is the worst.
Crabs are not the worst, but they are. Look, of all the different things you can get as a result of sex, and I thought I even got mine by sex, damn it. But
no, me neither.
Crabs are probably the easiest, but they're to deal with. But they're very, very disturbing because my experience, like, you felt like something was wrong. You're not in pain or anything. It doesn't itch. There's just something different, man. You have no idea what it is. And I remember kind of checking my stuff out before I go to work. Nothing, right? There's no sign, all right? So I go to work. And all day, and again, I'm not in pain. I'm not itchy. It's not that. Just something is off. It's hard to explain, but all day work, I'm like, man, what the hell is this? So by the time I get home and kind of recheck, well, now they're visible. And, I mean, it's a weird moment. You're like, there are living creatures on the part of my body. I'd like them to be leased. And my roommate, Leon, same guy burned his pubic patch with a cigarette, both had a man, and it's horrible, but like I said, the worst part is, so we go to Rite Aid, which was conveniently like 3 blocks away, roll in there, and it didn't occur to us till we're standing in line that the only product that I have in my hand is a big bottle of Rid. And I'm bald at the time, so I don't have lice, so it must be for the, and I just remember this chick behind the counter, and just the look she gives you, she doesn't say anything, she just rings it up, but there's just this moment where your eyes catch each other, and she's, the look on her face is, you're a dirty, itchy boy.
Right. Well, the problem with
that. You got to pull the Home Alone trick.
What's that?
For the kids.
Man.
Okay.
She knows. And there's something about my face, too. You know, it's kind of the way you're standing there, like, this is urgent. I want you to ring this up quickly because I'm about to put this stuff on.
Difference is that with when you get crabs, it's the Greyhound bus ride equivalent of a venereal disease. So if you get something else, typically you can go and see your doctor. You'll get a Z-Pack or whatever. Within 2 days, at least some of the burning and pain is gone after you started having some,
Yeah, like if you had chlamydia.
Right, you take
a Z-Pack for a week and
you know,
it's gone.
Seven days later, you know what I mean? Your symptoms are pretty well gone. You just need to finish the pack to make sure that's all the way gone.
Sure.
That's how you got there.
But with crabs, I mean, now you're in the worst. You're in the worst scenario in the world. Now you find yourself in a laundromat.
Sure.
And I mean, you're using like seven of them because everything from, you know, your bathroom towels, the rugs on the floor, your curtains, your sheets, every single thing that you have in there.
Yeah.
You've got like nine loads going. There's nothing worse than being in a laundromat. This just makes the situation worse. It's like you're on a Greyhound bus.
Right.
And you know for a fact that a lot of people who use those laundromats are using them specifically for crabs. Because let's be honest. I mean, when do you ever...
At that age.
Yeah, exactly.
At the laundromat,
I'm 19 years old. Like, somebody's using like two washers. Like, why you got... Why? You would spring cleaning over here. You know me. Now
everything at once.
With red.
That's how you can tell. If you go to a laundromat and it's just clothes, you go like, right. If you go to the laundromat, it's just towels and clothes. You go, okay. Mm-hmm. When you go to the laundromat, it's towels, clothes, bath mats, bedding. You're like, yeah. Homie's got crap.
And Mike, I don't know if you know this or not, but most people, all right, if, especially in your college, you use like the dollar washing machine, okay? The dollar washing machine, that's what you use. Then there's a dollar dryer. Well, over in the corner of every laundromat is the super washing machine.
Yeah, the big ass one.
And this thing
ones.
Is like $5, right? I mean, like you could do five loads instead of do one load. But this is the super duper big ass 10 feet high, 12 feet high washing machine that you could crawl into and you could wash five people in there, right? And you've got that thing full.
Right.
That's the clue. That is the tip off right there.
Oh, you must have crabs.
You got to dump a whole thing of Tide in there, man. I mean, it's like a the whole box goes in. What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
You don't even open the box.
No.
That's just like a weird damn thing.
Right. Throw it in there, just toss the box
of Tide. One big
Tide
pod.
Let's just let it go.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Liquor of whores.
By the way, someone commented real quick. Sorry. It says, why not just shave it off?
You can't.
We try. That's not how it works, all right? The first thing I did, obviously, was shave my pubes. So now I have shaved my pubes, but you still have crabs because they're all about the follicle. It's not the hair so much itself.
Mm-hmm.
But please,
yeah, that's
James,
why
carry
gasoline.
Use what now?
Gasoline.
Use gasoline on your junk?
On your body.
Yeah, you got to get rid of them, right?
Did you really do that?
No. That's not my story.
Okay, all right.
I was like, there's no chance.
All right, so I already had Mike losing his mind on this story. He almost didn't let me tell it. He wanted me to email this one in, but I promised him I would keep it clean and I wouldn't get my phone or my call dropped.
We'll be the judge of that.
We shall see.
Mm-mm.
All right. So it was a long day at work. I go back to my girlfriend at the time's house and it's time to be a cunning linguist. And I was chewing that pink bubble gum, and
oh my god, we know what you're doing. We've all done it. We get it.
No, he's literally chewing.
Oh, you're chewing pink bubble gum.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Miles.
I was thinking like, all these euphemisms are great.
He was chewing gum.
I'm chewing the.
You have ruined it for children everywhere.
I'm with Miles.
Thank you.
I was like, all right, bro, you're chewing pink gum.
Hey, sometimes gum is just gum.
Come on. All right.
Well, sometimes it is.
My apologies.
No, actually, I thought the same thing. I was like, Jesus, man.
My apologies.
So I don't have time to spit it out. I tuck it into the side of my lip, and I had longer hair back then. At some point, one of my hairs had gotten into my mouth, and I feel it get tangled up in the gum, and I'm like, all right, and I reach in to pull the gum out by the hair, and this girl looks down, and pink gum is very flesh-colored, and she goes, what is that? She's thinking it's part of her, and she is losing her mind.
What did you do to me?
Oh, my God, you sick son of a bitch. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that you had gum in your mouth and that you decided to go canyon yodeling. I mean, like, look, man, I'm all about that moment, but I would be like, hey, either I'm going to spit on my gum or let me swallow my food. I just kept chewing the chicken.
It's a ham sandwich.
Right.
Boy. What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Man accidentally shot himself in the groin while inside a Ohio Buckeye Walmart on Tuesday. Man was in the Walmart store about 6:30 in the evening with a semi-automatic handgun, and it began to slip as he carried it unholstered in a waistband in his sweatpants, according to Buckeye Police. Good thing the Buckeye Police were on the scene.
That's the perfect cops.
They know something about that area. Man told police that when he tried to reposition his loaded gun as it kept slipping down his pant leg, he shot himself in the groin. Officers arrived and found the man wounded in the meat department with a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital.
Wait, he was in the meat department of the store, or they're saying
He was in the meat department. No one else was hurt during the incident. He was transferred to a local hospital.
The meat department.
What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK. Trust me, that's one of a myriad of stories about someone shooting themselves in the groin.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Craig, what happened to you down below?
Well, I got the stuff called foreigner's gangrene.
Did you say foreigner's gangrene?
Yep, F-O-U-R-N-I-E-R. When you have a chance, look at the pictures on the net. You'll be quite impressed.
I don't think I want to do that.
Oh, yeah. It'll make your dinner really good.
Oh, Mike did it for... Jesus Christ! Oh, my God!
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, man!
You have that?
I have that, yeah.
How did you get that?
Well, it started out as a cyst on my butt.
Oh, Steve.
Oh,
I'm listening.
It worked its way down. After about 3 days, they sent me to the ER and said, they're going to take care of you. 5 days later, I came out of the hospital after four major surgeries.
Four. So it just keeps spreading that quickly.
Yep. And they take like a Roto-Rooter file. Just keep taking meat out. You just keep taking meat out and more meat until it clears up.
And do you have any meat left, or is the case empty?
Nope. I actually, it all grew back. And thank God I had a really loving wife that helped put patches on me every day.
Man, I don't know if I love anyone that much.
I don't either.
Just based on the pictures that we saw, I'd be like, I can't look at this, man.
But everything's back to normal down there.
Everything's back to normal, amazingly enough. And I'm lucky because about half the people die from it.
Do you know how? Was it just a chance thing for you? Is that how you got it?
Well, you got diabetes. That's a factor. Alcoholism. There's a bunch of things. But
are you an alcoholic with diabetes?
I was one time, yeah.
Okay, so you still have the diabetes, I'm guessing, but gave up the booze.
Or did you give up the diabetes and keep the alcohol? No,
gave up the alcohol.
Okay.
And was this part of the reason why?
They didn't define that in the hospital.
Ah, okay.
When you read about it, that's one of the causes.
But after you go through this, you realize that might be a contributor, so that's the reason you stopped drinking?
Yep. Yeah, that's one of the reasons. Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, that's the only reason I would need. Again, seeing that picture.
You're laying on your deathbed. You have second thoughts about life.
All right. Were you a smoker at that point?
Nope. I quit smoking a few years ago.
Okay, so you quit smoking before this.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. I wondered if you went cold turkey on
what
everything.
What we're saying is, we really don't want to have the experience you had. The pictures alone, like I want nothing.
I'm laughing at you guys.
Man, that's
a doozy, Judge.
That's a hell of a thing. And is there any scarring or anything? Because it looks pretty severe from what we saw, man.
You can't see it, I guess.
I think your wife took care of the answer to the question.
Yes, and it's still visible.
I see it when I'm there, but unless you got like a makeup mirror, I don't know if you got the view. I do.
Listen, so somebody chimed in. They say, I wish I never saw that. Holy S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, we too. We
suit yourself if you want to Google the image, but I promise you, you will be impressed by what you see, but you will not be happy at all.
What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
All right, so I'll make it quick. I used to be a pretty high-functioning addict alcoholic, and the place that I would typically do my my substances was in the bathroom. So I was sitting on the toilet doing one of my favorite substances at the time, and, you know, light up the lighter, heat up the pipe, take it all in, and then just exhale. And as I exhale, I bring the pipe down right on to my penis. And it completely burned the head of my penis.
Oh, my God.
So this, you were that wiped out once you took your hit that you just kind of went, nah, and dropped it in your groin?
Completely. Just exhale and into bliss and then waking up into, oh, no.
Was that one of the reasons that you decided, hey, man, maybe this isn't for me anymore?
Oh, no. I kept using for quite a while after
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if that would shock you.
What motivated you to clean? I mean, other than obviously at some point you just want to live, but I mean, what was the major moment where you said, I need to stop doing this?
Oh, completely unrelated. I quit doing drugs because of my ex-wife.
What do you mean? She encouraged you to get clean?
Oh, no, she ruined my high.
Oh, damn. So you quit doing drugs because you couldn't get high and... She was such a buzzkill, wasn't worth doing drugs anymore.
Is it because she was concerned about you doing these drugs?
No, it's the reason why we got divorced. Like I said, that's a totally different topic.
Okay.
Right. Okay, well, we'll have another question for you one day.
We'll design it just for you. Yeah, we'll although, Caleb, I will say this, man. I enjoy some drugs myself, but if I burn my penis, I'm going to stop doing that drug. Mm-hmm. That's all it takes for me.
What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Lox. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola. Hola. Doing great. Positive Friday, Lox.
Let me pull over real quick. I don't want to get a plane ticket on downtown Arlington.
Okay. All right. Whatever you need.
Oh, is everybody buzzing?
About 12 years old. My kid was about 4.5 years younger than me. And we decided we were going to head down the hill. We were over in Woodinville, Washington. We were going to go down and get something to drink and some candy from 76 Station there. And before I left, my stepdad started arguing with me, telling me, you know, if you're going to go out on the bike, you got to put on a helmet. And I didn't want to wear the helmet. It was a Rainbow Bright helmet that my sister wore because I was riding her bike. So naturally, I didn't want to be seen on a pink bike with a Rainbow Bright helmet. Anyway, after about 10, 15 minutes arguing with him, I caved in because I obviously wasn't going to win. So I got on the bike, and me and my brother start hauling down the road, and come around the corner and kind of reckless, and I look back behind me to check to make sure that my brother made it through traffic, and just as I turn around and look forward, my front tire tacoed on the center divider.
Oh.
Spun around the handlebar, spun around and sliced me right in, you know, right down there. So I hit the ground and traffic stopped, and the guy comes running up to me. He's like, are you all right? Like, I'm a slip. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm all right. And he looks down, and I look down, and I'm wearing some white Dickies. And I'm all red down there.
Oh.
So did they call an ambulance, or did somebody give you a ride to the hospital?
Well, so I only live about a block and a half away, and the guy's like, hey, you should open that, let me see if you're all right. And I'm 12 years old, I still got a pinky down there. I'm not going to look to some random dude, look down my shorts, and I'm like, oh, I'm all right. He's like, well, let me give you a ride up to your house, where do you live? And so he took me up to the house, and that guy was like, oh, I told you. He said, look, you're wearing a helmet. I'm like, get the helmet, man.
It's not that wrong helmet.
Yeah, exactly.
Good to
should have been wearing your cup.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing Dickies. Go figure.
What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'll make it semi-quick. So this wasn't me. This is actually one of my soldiers when I was stationed in Texas. So believe it or not, in the military, we do dumb pranks all the time. And he decided to do a dumb prank on my medic and draw two dogs on his laying and ran up to the medic and said, "Hey, doc, look at my snake." Doc turned around, looked at him, and went, "Oh, no, 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 no. You can't be doing that. That permanent marker is going to sit there and make you impotent." So he sits there and turns around, runs off to the
Once again, bedroom callers, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, so he cleans himself off.
Yeah, yeah. He scrubbed it. He scrubbed it. That's, I don't know that we've ever had that word.
No.
On the air, man.
We've had a dumpy week, haven't we? This might be the week of the most dumps
we've
had.
Is this the same week we had 4 in a show?
Yeah, yes,
that's what I'm saying. Like, this whole week.
That was Monday or Tuesday. I will say that that was worth it. That's funny, just hearing him.
He scrubbed the rooster.
Yes, he took care of that.
He ain't going to die. Maybe he did. We don't know. He had a dumpy.
Hello, Melody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Positive Friday, Melody.
It's great. Okay. It's beautiful. So I'm up in Alaska, one of my trips up there, outside of Fairbanks. And I don't know if you've heard this, but they call the mosquito the Alaskan state bird.
Damn.
Huh. I did not know that.
And it's not because the mosquitoes are big. It's because there are millions of them. And in Fairbanks at that time, they have planes come over and spray the whole town. So that the mosquitoes won't come in. But if you go outside of that town, city, then you have to have repellent. And then even with repellent, they are bouncing off your face. They're coming into your mouth. They're landing on your shoulders, thousands of them, so you can't even see through to your shirt. So we chartered a plane to go fishing on a rainy day. Probably, I don't know, maybe 40 miles outside of Fairbanks, and we're all covered in repellent, fishing all day, drinking beer, and then, of course, we're wearing, you know, the rain gear. That it's like a great big cape and a hood and, you know, all that. You can picture that.
Sure.
So we drank so much beer. I caught a bunch of fish, but then the plane's coming back, so we have to go back into shore, and I had to pee so bad after being on that boat and drinking beer. So I've got this can of repellent in my hand because I know I hadn't sprayed, you know, below there yet.
Do you actually have to spray your hoo-ha? I mean, even if you're in Alaska?
Well, I'm sure if you take your pants off and you squat down, you know, you're just putting yourself in a position to get...
It's just a must-have, and I guess I thought I could spray it quick enough, you know, to protect myself while I lifted up this great big cape. And it's raining, and I was trying to pee. But that didn't happen. I mean, just like instantly, as soon as I lifted my cape, pulled my pants down, I can't even tell you how many mosquito bites I got.
I don't know how, but this is the worst.
Torturous.
So you got all lit up down there, huh?
Oh, it was days of itching and pain, and if you can't even count the amount of bites because.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Were you with anyone at the time?
Yeah, calamine.
Oh yeah, but you know, there's only so many things that you can put on your nether regions.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do to ease the pain and sting?
Take a milk bath, like Madonna.
Of mosquito bites.
I think I just got really drunk and slept for a few days. I just remember just like,
Yeah, calamine, maybe. I'm trying to think. Hey, look, man, she's not kidding about the mosquitoes.
No, that had to be the ugliest hoo-ha in the world. I was pretty like, just covered in red bumps and everything else.
I didn't want to look at it. I didn't even want to touch it.
Did you not look at it? I mean, you have to at least look.
I was trying to count the bumps, but I was just like,
You think
forget it.
You have no idea. We used to sleep in mosquito nets in Canada.
Yeah.
After the third night, you realize just wear the net because no matter
just lay under it.
No matter what you do in your tent, if someone's got to go outside and they basically just squeeze through the zipper as tight as they can,
right, a million
zip it, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's insane.
What are mosquitoes doing up there? I was thinking mosquitoes.
There's a lot
like,
of fresh water. There's a lot of stagnant water. There's a lot of places for them to nest.
I just picture them in like hotter, humid places.
That's why they bitter there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, typically, like if you
that's,
go to,
that's why
that,
they,
I'm telling you, man, that guy's story was bad, but that story
right.
really bugs
it depends. Like if you go to Florida, right? Because there's a lot of standing water in swamp areas, or Louisiana or Georgia, where there's mosquitoes everywhere.
Sure.
If you go to Arizona, there's just no water for them to nest. So they're not there. Like if you go to eastern right, Washington right. and you're in the high desert.
Yeah, if it's you know, wet, you're going to yeah. have mosquitoes.
I mean, unless you get right down near the Columbia River half the time, if you're in the high desert up there, you know, at the gorge, you're not going to have mosquito bites
right.
all night. You might get bitten by a rattlesnake or right. something else. What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
The guy on shrooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Mark. Welcome
to
the
like Metro. You look like a chicken wing.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hola.
How you doing, Mark?
Hola. So when I was a kid, we had a Shetland pony.
And that, Jesus, oh, you're yeah. almost our ninth dump of the week.
Come on,
I can look back on it and laugh. Keep it up there, guys. So this thing, this whole job was to knock you off while you're riding. Well, we had, remember the old mailboxes where they put it on the board and had two posts on each end?
Sure.
It had just enough room to get underneath it. And one day it decided to go underneath it, and all those nails tore my two boys open.
Oh, God!
Oh.
I know what they look like.
On the inside, you mean?
Yep. And to this day, one of them is the size of a lemon.
No way!
What?
You couldn't get rid of the elephantitis in the one side?
Nope.
So is it?
That's what happened.
Is it lopsided?
It's lopsided. I lean to one side.
All right.
Okay, now wait. So if you're with, you know, you pick up some woman and you're going to have this moment, is it something you explain before
yes.
the pants open,
yes.
or do you wait for them to scream?
I think it's like the herpes talk.
Yeah, usually it's the scream. What is that?
So you don't say anything. You just, I'm surprised.
No, there's no point in it. Yep, here you are.
Well, that Zeppelin
you're
sang
welcome.
About that lemon.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm still just emaciated.
What did the doctor say?
When life gives you lemons.
What did the doctor say that why the swelling would never go down?
I have what's called a hydrocele. Well, so something in the fluids that go in can't get out.
So it's building up in there. So one day maybe you could just.
I mean, do they have to drain
would
it?
Would the dam
or?
Break? Yeah, right. You know.
So there's been times at the jobs where I've had to wear a harness. And the harnesses are tight.
Okay.
And it'll squeeze it down into normal, and a couple of days later, it'll grow back to the same.
That All right. is.
So you don't rappel or anything for a hobby?
No.
Yeah, okay. don't go tandem skydiving.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't thinking of all the things.
Don't go high altitude climbing.
Good Lord, man.
Get roped up with him.
I like that he doesn't tell anyone.
Just surprise!
Open the hey!
I mean, yeah.
I told you I had a buddy that just had one that was that big. And then when he went to play college baseball, they made him go to a specialist.
To find out what was
yeah.
going on.
Yeah. It was fine. He just had one giant one.
Huh.
That's so.
See, I would hope for something else big down there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to get something.
But no, your testicles.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Chrissy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Hola.
Happy Friday to you, Chrissy.
Thank you very much. Okay, so. A few years back, I was seeing a certain individual, male persuasion, and we spent an entire weekend, well, more like 4 days, in bed.
Doing drugs, right? Having sex.
Exactly. Off his, Anyway, so we were extremely active. I'm supposed to keep this clean and short, so I'm working at that. We were very active. We did not do anything specifically in the back door area, but... fluids still mixed, and I found out the hard way that most women will end up with a yeast infection from the fluids mixing. Well, I ended up with a bladder infection also.
Ooh.
I was put on antibiotics. It turns out that almost every antibiotic they've ever created, I'm allergic to. So I had a very bad reaction to the medication, which meant I swelled up, I itched, I was in bed for like a week alone. Couldn't do anything with him for a month. Didn't want him touching me for like a month.
You gave me yeast.
Yeah,
get away from me.
What's the moral to the story? When having marathon sex on cocaine, shower frequently?
Yes, that is the advice I have. But it wasn't cocaine, it was methadone.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you got the bladder infected. If it had been coke, you'd have been fine.
Probably. I'm from Yakima, so yeah, I probably would.
And Yakima, we use that as baby formula.
Don't go there now. I think they're at 368% or something like that on the COVID scale. It's pretty high. That's a fact.
Yeah.
It's something about being yeasty.
I know. That just, it happens. It's fine. Right.
We know, but somehow. I think the thing that bugs me the most about someone saying a yeast infection is because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
guys can get
them. Why do they call it yeast? Like, because it's yeast. That's right. Like, oh, God.
And it's never a fun conversation.
No one's ever happy about it. Like, hey, great news. Got a yeast infection.
And some people are real open about it. It's like, listen, I don't need to know.
I have had people at bars. You know, you're getting a conversation. You did not know them before you got to the bar. But 30 minutes in, you're pretty cool with each other. And like, yeah, you know, I'm getting over a yeast infection. It's just like spitting my beer back out. Like, you know, that has something to do with the drink in my hand.
Right. If I'm not romantically involved with you, I don't need to know.
I don't need to know.
What happened to you down below? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Marvel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I actually got two quick stories. First story, I was working at a warehouse years ago, and I had some ghost pepper jerky. And I gave a buddy of mine some, and I was like, dude, it's really hot. 5 minutes later, he's like, cool, I'm cool. Goes to the bathroom. Our whole shift hears him yell and scream. We all run over there, hear him crying. He forgot to wash his hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now he's got ghost pepper penis.
Yes, sir. And so he had to work the rest of the shift like that. Second story, I'm an apprentice electrician. Buddy of mine, he was putting a ladder away in the back of a van, and we usually bungee cord him to get in the back. And he grabbed the wrong end of the bungee cord, and the bungee cord snapped.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Did he get hooked?
Snapped and slapped. No, the hook actually slapped him real quick and then flung off. But it slapped him right there. He was down on the ground for about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't imagine.
I think the slap is worse than the dead impact.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Someone, punched you in the... Like, you're going to drop, but I feel like if someone just backhanded you like an angry French royal...
Like, you can cock back and punch someone, but if you snap off a jab, and you're breaking their nose, you're knocking them the hell out, man, it's a different punch when you snap it off. Still to come, Ted versus the FCC. We've got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.